Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have a big update on AEW's relationship with its TV network.
MJF buries a top WWE star on Twitter.
WWE are not interested in re-signing a former NXT prospect.
And could AEW be about to break their silence on the All Out Fallout? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I chose to dress like a marshmallow today.
And this is the news.
Welcome to what might end up being one of the most chaotic videos we've ever done.
Yeah.
He just bit my neck. Anyway, we are going to kick things off. I'll talk about this wonderful background later on.
Yeah.
We're going to kick things off by talking about AEW's relationship with its TV network. This is something that has been the subject of mass speculation across the board. Obviously, Warner got taken over by Discovery earlier this year. Discovery have been cutting costs, particularly relating to original scripted programs. So while numbers-wise, looking at the ratings, AEW, which currently earns around $44 million a year from its TV deal, which expires in late 2023, looking at current ratings, it should expect an increase from its next deal. Negotiations are expected to commence in early 2023. That's the background. Here's the story. A Deadline published a report recently on Warner Brothers Discovery, Warner Bros Discovery, that's AEW's network, on their strategy, noting the Dynamite is a big draw for the network on Wednesday nights, and it is. It's in the top two for 16 consecutive weeks. Big show on that network. Goes out on TBS, of course. And as a result of this, wrestling could factor into the network's new scripted strategy. This is in spite of recent cuts and bits and pieces like that. It does note here that TNT, which Rampage airs on, is now looking for more cost-effective series that don't go after A-list movie talent and would complement the tentpole sports slash unscripted programming on TNT. Now, obviously, you don't go after A-list movie talent. Ricky Starks is on AEW, so you know, he's A-list talent, but there we go. Now, Tony Khan has actually spoke on his relationship with Warner Brothers Discovery during a recent appearance on the, what's it called? The Sportacast! Sportacast, here is his quote. Our television deals are the biggest individual revenue driver for us. And we've got this great partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery, and we've got the rest of this year and next year. They have been really so good to us, and I feel like not only was the original leadership great to take a chance on an unknown company, but then, post-merger, the Discovery leadership that's come in has been so supportive, and we're getting opportunities now with the new management, even bigger than we've ever gotten before. So this comes on a good ratings week for AEW. Good ratings week for wrestling in general, actually. 2.0 did like its highest number in a year or something. Raw was down, but that was to be expected because of the football, and it actually held up pretty damn well. SmackDown did a mega number last week, but Dynamite this week did 1.175 million viewers. It's its highest overall figure in like a year. 0.39, 18 to 49. First on the night for cable. It's been in the top two, like I said, for 16 consecutive weeks. So, like stuff like this coming out is appreciated because people speculate, people talk about things that when they're not necessarily getting the whole picture of them. You see, like, dumbass reports come out, and like this is from a really bad faith account that I'm not going to mention the name of because I don't want them to get that attention. But you see reports come out like, they're considering making Dynamite 1 hour. And it's like, that's complete nonsense, man. It's like their top performing show on Wednesday nights. Why would they take this objective success and cut it in half? So you do have to apply a bit of common sense when you're parsing this garbage. But that's why we're here. We are expert garbage parsers.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm not going to speculate much on this because, as you say, I don't really know more than you just told us. I don't have the knowledge. Not that that stops a lot of other people speculating and stuff like this. Probably, if you were going to ask me what I think is going to happen, they're going to get a better TV deal. It's heading in that direction.
Yeah.
Yes, they're making cuts, but people who sit there on Twitter and go, oh, it's only number two in the demos this week. Yes, number two in the demos, yeah. So they'll probably...
Number two is this means
re-up this is, with all this.
Means it was the second most successful thing on all of television.
It's my least favourite discourse.
It's
this.
Terrible, isn't it? Because no one, well, it's not, no one's not fair, but like most people
yes.
just want to go, hey, my look at my team, your team sucks. And
guys, you can enjoy both.
Yeah.
You can, I like two wrestling
Did you
shows.
Know it's possible to like trains and buses? Michael Sidgwick told
it's
me that.
It's going to go off in the comments now.
It really is. It's going to pop off.
Speaking of things going off, It was going off on Twitter last night. There was a flame war of sorts going on between two big stars in both AEW and WWE. So this all started with a bit of a spat or a bit of banter between Sheamus and Baron Corbin talking about bangers, basically, and I think alluding to the PWI and Dave and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so... Sheamus responded to Baron Corbin saying basically real heels wear scarves. Now, who in AEW is apparently a heel according to everyone else but not to me and also wears a scarf? Is MJF. He saw this. He goes personally, he took offence to this.
Rightly so.
Yeah, I took it personally. And he quote tweeted him saying sad and going in on Sheamus basically. Sheamus responded with the Conor McGregor, who is that guy gif? And MJF responded with scorched earth, apparently, Andy, saying, the guy you alluded to, stop now or I'm going to devour you. You can rock 6-inch lifts and play top guy, but you've been handed the ball multiple times and fell. I'm glad you're having a resurgence and finally figured out how to get over. It only took you a decade, took me one day. This continued with Sheamus replying with gifts of Chris Jericho and Elias wearing scarves. And MJF said that he couldn't wait for Corbin to, quote, end him. Another fun day on Twitter, Andy.
Love it. I love both of these guys.
This isn't like a... I think this is just a... It's just a bit of banter, guys.
It rules, man.
Yeah.
Like, little shots like this are so much fun. I don't know why people want to stamp this stuff out. I think it's an absolute riot.
This is harmless, isn't it? They're not going personal. They're just doing the old...
Yeah, this is fun. Like, they're just taking the piss. They've probably met each other and gone, hey...
100%.
They're probably in the DMs going, hey, I've got you with this, brother. Like, it's good stuff. And we know MJF is friends with Baron Corbin, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And me.
My best friend, your best friend, and my best friend are best friends.
Yes!
There you go. Speaking of our friends...
Oh, before we move on, just want to say massive congratulations to MJF who got engaged.
Yes!
Looking forward to this stag do, buddy.
More on that when we get to the Twitter questions.
Just wait till you see what I've got planned.
Speaking of our friends, shout out to Mark Lee Willis.
Mark.
You might not be able to see all the detail in the background, so let's get this bad boy on the screen, right? Look at this. This is so detailed. Look at the level of detail on here, man. It's absurd, right? The to-do list, message Brit about teeth, take over Ring of Honor, get monies, buy Hook crisps. You can't handle the tooth in a jar. Like, pause the video for 2 seconds and have a look at this. It's amazing.
Judge Danhausen ruling with toothless aggression.
Amazing. Thank you, Mark. I got to meet Mark at our live show.
Oh, yes. I'm good about this.
Very nice human being, and we appreciate all the support always.
What Culture Cooking? Coming soon.
Shall we do another news story?
Yes.
All right. Velveteen Dream, he's not going back to WWE. They don't want him.
Wait a second. Pretends to act surprised.
Yeah. So we're not going to dive into all this stuff with him and EC3. Frankly, I don't want to platform Velveteen Dream's insane nonsense. But we got a report here from Fightful Select confirming that even before the two arrests, he was arrested twice in August, Patrick Clark, Velveteen Dream. Even before that, WWE weren't interested in re-signing him, in bringing him back. The new regime has no interest in that. One source has said it would be a public relations nightmare that the new regime wants nothing to do with. The report notes that before he left WWE, Clark had significant backstage heat in the company, and he'd actually been spoken to about, and I quote, unusual behaviour at the Performance Centre several times before being let go. One coach considered him a headache. Now, some other stuff here. You know, he was written off television due to a car accident in June 2020. This was after, you know, some really serious allegations of misconduct committed against minors came out.
Yeah.
And Fightful noted that actually as soon as like 1 hour before the car accident, they learned that Dream had been a candidate for release at the time. He didn't end up being let go until May 2021. So there you go. One source called it, it would take a miracle for WWE to bring him back. And there were nothing to his recent teases about about coming back. So strike him off the list. It's probably best not to editorialise this one too much, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I think it just doesn't make any sense for all the reasons you've laid out there, especially because WWE, you know, are doing well at the moment. Backstage morale is what it is. And you know, like you say, look at the numbers that they're doing. I just think it'd be a really bad idea because it'd rock the boat so much with all this.
Yeah.
Despite how talented he obviously is in ring, like you say, everything else, it just rules him out.
He's done. He's done as a high-level wrestler for various reasons.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, all out fallout. We can barely go a day without talking about it or speculating about it or hearing more about it. And speaking of which, PW Torch's Wade Keller seems to be suggesting that we might actually have the silence around this be broken by AEW soon, maybe even later on this week. That all went down, of course, following All Out, 4th September. You had the media scrum, then you had the backstage fight, and then you had all the suspensions. Bucks, Omega, Pat Buck, Christopher Daniels, Michael Nakazawa, Brandon Cutler, all suspended. You obviously had the stuff with A Steel and Punk. Everyone, in terms of the Bucks, Omega, Pat Buck group of people, everyone other than Omega and the Bucks have since had their suspensions lifted. Punk and Steel are in limbo. And yes, they're in the midst, of course, of this third-party investigation into the fight, which also features AEW's chief legal officer, Mega Parekh, and AEW's chief legend, MJF.
Yeah, more stuff coming. We all know the details.
Do you know what time it's going to drop, don't you? Around 4, sort of 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah.
of today.
Yeah, I finish at 4, so it'll drop at 3:59.
And I sort of quit working when you leave. I just go, what's the point?
I don't start work until you come in. It works perfectly.
Quick, look busy.
Oh, man. Right, yeah.
It's one of those, isn't it? Like you say, we can't really speculate anymore. Everything's been said, and you may as well just wait to hear more information about this, because all we've got right now is hearsay and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, aside from Pure and Simple, what's hearsay ever done?
There you go. And, you know, that brought a smile to my face, that line there, and I kind of needed it, because we were doing this Friday news video, but it's just not the same.
You are right.
Things
something
aren't
feels
quite
weird.
Right.
It's just, it feels like something's missing, doesn't it?
He's just not here anymore, and I'm feeling really down about it, man. Oh my God, what?
What the hell was that?
What is going on?
Why has it gone dark?
Bow!
Oh my God! Who are you?
It's him!
Who?
It's the Eel's brother!
What's his name?
The Eel!
He's back!
He's back,
but it's a different Eel!
The Eel's brother, the Eel, is here. Shout out to Joe Regan, who is now the owner of the original Eel. The Eel's brother, the Eel, is here.
They FaceTime now, apparently, the Eel.
They do, man. This guy's got a bit of a spicier attitude than the original Eel, so we'll see how this goes.
CAW, take notes. That's how you do a big reveal.
There you go, baby. Production values, too, by the way.
Thanks, but or he could have just left it in as we originally did.
He might actually do that just to spite us, eh? I love it. Right, John Barker's been on. Shouts to John, one of the nicest people
Top guy,
of Twitter. Legend of the game.
Got some great fans.
Here we go. John, need props for this one. I want to see one of you recreate Luigi's pizza gimmick, but with dry pasta, as it's easier to make than pizza. And while the other cuts a promo as their angered partner at Miro for his tweet about Luigi. Right, I wasn't actually going to ask you to do this, but...
It's-a me, Luigi Primo.
I am very angry about what am I cutting the promo on? Miro, I'm very angry about you. Ah. You tweeted nasty things.
Hey, Miro, what are you doing? You are a liar, Miro.
What have you ever done, Miro, you Bulgarian brute? But John's actually got another question here for you. Oh, so close. John wants to know, alternatively, what is Wilborn doing for MJF Stag Do, and how will the King of the Mike's wedding speech go as best
well,
man?
Well, I've already written a large part of the wedding speech. Unlike the wedding, I actually do have to do a speech for about 3 weeks.
Oh.
Suggestions welcome in the comments. but yeah, a stag, obviously we're going to get him a very special stag scarf for it all. But beyond that, I want to kind of keep my cards close to my chest. Let me just say, a lot of things we're going to be doing are illegal.
I'm going to take him up the big market, I reckon, here in Newcastle. I think he'd love a night in Passing Clouds or Beer Keller.
Yeah, get him in a... Yeah, we're going to go pub crawl.
Yeah.
As well as going to that dog's cafe in Gateshead.
I think he's going to meet Debbie Dumpling. Anyway, Eric, Jenny's husband...
Don't Google that, for God's sake.
No, don't do that. Eric, Jenny's husband, has been on.
Oh, hello, Eric.
Legend of the game, shout-outs. Said, if Simon Miller was to be signed by WWE, who would you like to see him feud with, and likewise for AEW? Hashtag Electro.
Well, it depends which version of Simon Miller.
Ooh, you do the heel and I'll do the face.
Well, if he's a heel, do you mean? If he's a heel, 100% feuding with Kerrigan's, because then you've got Big Money Miller and then NFT rich
crypto NFT guy.
Crypto guy. I forget how Cameron
crypto
made his money. They can just have the Million Dollar Mania 2.
I want to see babyface Simon Miller face off against Danhausen, because I think it would be funny. I think it would be funny and weird. Imagine Simon selling the curse. It'd be incredible. Absolutely.
I think
phenomenal.
He's also, Danhausen, impossible to curse Simon Miller, because he's just got this aura of goodness around him that any curses just bounce off.
There you go.
But yeah, I think my big prediction for 2023 is we're going to see Simon Miller in AEW one way or another. Yeah.
Get him on Elevation, man.
Yeah.
Actually, put him over. Give him the belt. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you know what you can do? Give him the belt.
Beat everybody!
Beat everybody!
Bob Holly, baby. Graham Jack's been on.
Hi, Graham.
Graham asks, if in an effort to save the promotion, TK hands over creative to the eel...
Save the promotion? The promotion they did 1.17 million, yeah. Struggling, aren't they?
Well, the eel would save it.
Granted, yes. Improve it.
What is the first change that the eel would make to All Elite Wrestling? Me and Michael Hamflett have actually already booked this. The eel has told me that he wants to book a stable called the Order of the Governor. He really wants to work under Anthony Agogo's wing.
We love Anthony Agogo.
The stable's going to be comprised of Agogo.
Yeah.
Because we love him. Mel. Bring her home.
Good.
Lufer. Because he's jiggity jacked at the moment.
The muscle of the group, clearly.
The eel, obviously.
Yeah.
Their young boy, Daniel Garcia. learning under the eel.
Yeah, Daniel Garcia.
And of course, because every eel needs a fish, Bobby Fish. There we go, that's what we're doing. What are you
the
doing?
Only way we're getting Bobby Fish back in AEW anytime soon.
Maybe the eel will book a celebrity match for Eel Cool J.
I think, you know what I think the eel would do? It was the WCW show where they just had water around the edge of the ring. And just eels in it. Eels hanging out front row seats in it for all his mates.
Every arena is set out like that. Was that Spring Break?
I feel like so, yeah.
I can never remember summer-based, the name of the thing.
Yeah. You have nice weather over there.
You really do. And our final question today comes from Haley ? Legend of the game.
Haley?
Haley asks, we'll do some more. It's an eel video today, I'm sorry. Yeah. If the eel was to get their own faction, would they bring in Ally McBeal and Kim Deal? Well, I think they would also bring in Eel Armstrong, Eel Cool J.
Yeah, Neil Razor Rudder.
Yes, of course, Eel Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, Ace the Eel.
Eel on the
Musk. If he can come back, I don't know what stable he's working in right now.
Oh, gosh. Eel or Utah.
We said Ian Beale.
Ian Beale, there you go. Ian B. Eel.
Ian B. Eel. Got nothing left. That's when he makes the tag.
B. Eel from Cypress Hill.
Yeah. Sea Eel.
Eel Mortal Technique. Sea Eel Shop. I think that's enough.
I think that's ruined the comment section for the day. It's going to be celebrities with eel in their name, whether it works or not.
Speaking of eels.
Yes.
And finally today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've viewed the full PWI 500.
I haven't.
If you got yourself...
I saw the top 10, but I'm not seeing the... I did see that Tony D'Angelo is better than the Young Bucks, so...
They are facts.
Not my words.
If you did, right, you'd have got to number 341.
Mm-hmm, I didn't get quite that far.
You would have seen a familiar face.
Would I?
Sitting there. Shout-outs to... Unky WrestlePop, shout out.
Great name.
With the Anna G avatar. Coming through, look who it is. Look at this! Look at this. Right, you're going to think this is fake, right? Obviously.
But you're going to think this is fake!
But, right, I'm just going to read this entry to you, right?
Okay.
Right, you're going to think this is fake. Number 341. Mm-hmm. Eel O'Neill. Built from Baltimore, Maryland. Electric Eel slides 59 spots up our ranking to the shock of no one. Reached the semi-finals of ECWA's Super 8 tournament. Holds wins over Tony Deppen, world famous cheeseburger. A dynamic performer, became a top contender to Trish Adora's Pan-African World Diaspora World Wrestling Championship title during the period. Eel O'Neill is a real wrestler. I piss you not, there is a real wrestler called Eel O'Neill.
Right.
Obviously, you know, this is different.
Right.
But,
well, good for you, Eel O'Neill.
Can we get Eel O'Neill on the channel somehow?
I think he's going to come out as the
news. I think we have to do that. I'm going to go and watch some Eel O'Neill, man. And I tell you what, Trish Adora absolutely rules, and I'm willing to bet they had a great match.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that. Is it on IWTV? Let's find out.
Yeah. That's I definitely have break, seen sorry. This eel demolish a cheeseburger before, but I don't think that's what they're referencing here.
He's more of a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Why, yeah. So, full disclosure, I heard the huge pierre bit when Andy sent this around the office this morning. I didn't see it. And yeah, to reiterate a good point, why is he holding himself?
Why is he holding
his own head?
He's holding the eel, baby.
The eel holds the eel.
So you heard it here first. Eel O'Neill is now the official wrestler of What Culture Wrestling.
Good
legend.
For you, Eel O'Neill.
Awesome. I'm going to go and watch some Eel O'Neill matches
yes,
now.
Yes, put it rules. On.
Fantastic.
Who made this? Well. Who sent us this?
Unky WrestlePop.
Fantastic work. Well done to everyone for some excellent efforts. Mark, thanks to everyone who sent a question.
What a day we've had. This video feels like it's gone about half an hour long, but in a good way.
I'm exhausted at the end of this video.
Your fault, you sassy little twat.
Alright, let us know your thoughts you on that at all today's news story in the comment section
very
below.
How dare you?
Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts.
I'm 35 now.
Yeah, we'll preview Rampage and SmackDown a little bit later on tonight. And we got Wrestle Culture with a bloody good eel coming your way a little bit later on today. Still got sharp teeth.
He's a biter.
Just like your brother. at What Culture WWE for all the other Twitter madness. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at...
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Mind Force Day to those who celebrate.
Yeah. Don't know what that means. You can follow me on Twitter
at... Survival is a vengeance, mate. New Lords.
Is it music?
Excalibur.
Rock on,
more
dudes.
Kickboxing. Anyway.
At What Culture WWE for all of us.
Not FUBU guy.
Don't know. Have I hit my head? Are you talking English? Adam Wilborn for me. At What Culture WWE for all of us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for all this, as always. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.